we're going to take the shuttle out here, and Pat is our shuttle driver. I don't know how long Pat's been driving shuttles, but she's damn good at it. So she can tell us all about being the official shuttle driver.
So we get you in here. Hi, Pat. How are you?
Hello.
Yeah. And this is Robert.
Hi there.
And then we'll get you in the shuttle.
Cool.
And we're going to go to Building 27 today.
You betcha. And free candy too, Robert.
Oh boy. Yeah, that'd be great.
Thanks. Yeah. So Pat, how long have you been driving shuttles for?
It's 10 years in September, since September 1994.
Wow.
Wow. So you've seen a lot of candidates too come through, huh?
I have. Very high quality people. That's why I like my job.
Now, you're really the person who decides whether they get hired or not,
oh,
are you?
If I were, you know, they'd all be hired. They go through the ritual, and they have the nerves and the adrenaline, so, and the desire. They have the desire, but I don't know if they have the knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kinds of things, do you talk to the candidates? Or?
I do. They always ask how many buildings are there, how many acres is the campus, which I have no idea. And, where does Bill sit, of course?
Yeah.
I would say anywhere he wants.
How many candidates typically come through on any given day?
Well, it's been 20, mostly this summer, about 20 to 30. And in the winter, it can go as high as 100 in the busy season, whatever those months are. They would know that better than I. Just deal with it when it comes.
What's your favorite part of the job?
The people. I like the people. I like the energy here. Even if I had an hour with no passengers, I couldn't go to sleep because the energy's pretty high. You probably feel that too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I love about it.
What's your favorite building here?
Favorite building? Gee, I guess I like 19 because that's where my people are.
That's how you answer an interview question.
Some of them, to tell you the truth, these I never go in because I get lost. They're in angular formation in there.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that are X's or crosses from the sky.
Yeah, but I get lost in them too.
Oh, man.
They're actually designed that way so you get maximum window space.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah.
I thought it was so the truly stupid couldn't work there.
That's the interview.
If you get lost, that means you're not meant to work in that building.
Everybody who works there says they get lost too. So I don't think that did a good job of filtering them out.
How do you call really nervous candidates?
I look at them and say, you know, breathe deeply, it's good air here. And here's the front door. I think you'll have fun. They're good people. But we do have a cross-section of everybody because there's 30,000, right? So there's some of everything here.
Yep.
So you too could work at Microsoft.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
You're very welcome.
So this is the lock to the front door here, the lobby area. Of course, there won't be people opening doors, but...
Hey, wow.
There we go.
Unless you're Steve Jobs, if he came in here, we'd
be opening doors. So we're supposed to be meeting someone down here, but this is a typical building lobby. And what you'll do is you'll sit down right here and you'll ask the receptionist for your first interviewer.
Just so people can see what
they're... And typically what happens is you'll go to the reception area, which is right here, and you'll call for the person on your card or list that you have. So. We have a mock candidate here today.
Awesome.
This is Evan Goldring.
Hey, how are you doing?
Mr. Zoe.
Hey, Mr. Zoe. All right.
Why don't you tell them a little bit about what you do here?
I'm an estate lead. So
look at me.
Sorry. I'm an estate lead. I manage a group of estates that work on developing automation test suites and tools and samples and things like that for our customers.
Now, what's an estate?
Software design engineer in test.
Okay.
So it's a developer that works on internal tools and automation code, automation tests, samples for our customers and things like that.
Yeah, that's one of the things in the first year. So much Microsoft jargon that you have to figure out.
Yeah, that's definitely one of those positions that is pretty much only Microsoft. I don't know of many other companies that have a dedicated position for something like that.
Wow.